Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on knowing God was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
He had an excitement about him that other people didn't have. And anyway, he was in that prayer meeting, and while we were still sitting around talking about things, Marion just hit his knees and started praying. And when Marion prayed, it was awesome. He would talk to the Lord, and the Lord would talk back to him. It was different than my prayers. I just pray, God, forgive us of our many sins, bless us, send revival, help us, if it be your will, for Jesus' sake, amen. And you know what? It was always the same kind of thing. I learned it from people. I'd pray, parrot other people's prayers. But Marion would talk to God and talk about anything, and God would talk back to him. And it was interesting, and I enjoyed listening to Marion pray, but once he prayed, there was nothing left for me to say. This is before I had the baptism of the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues, and so, you know, I always would pray first and get my prayer out of the way so that I could enjoy his prayer. Well, this night he just hit his knees and started praying, and he prayed for 30 or 40 minutes, prayed for everybody in the world. And you know what I was thinking? I was thinking, what am I going to look like when it comes my turn to pray? This guy's already said everything. Everybody's going to think I'm a dud. And I was mad at Marion for praying before me. And I had anger and bitterness in my heart. And I was thinking bad thoughts about Marion while he was praying. And I don't know how all of this happened. But you know what? It's just like God pulled back a curtain and showed me how self-righteous and how religious and what a hypocrite I was. And it's exactly what this verse said. I had been trying to maintain self-righteousness, a righteousness that came by the law. I was living holy. I wouldn't dip or cuss or chew or go with those that do. I was living holy. I looked down my nose. I condemned other people. I was doing all of these things, but I was making the mistake of thinking that God would love me and answer my prayers and bless me proportional to how good I lived. And Paul here said that you have to be found in him, not having your own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. There are two types of righteousness. There is a self-righteousness that you have to get along with people. If you don't live a righteous, godly life, people are going to condemn you. You can be arrested. You can be thrown in jail. Things are going to happen. You need to maintain a self-righteousness to relate to people. But when it comes to God, self-righteousness is useless. It has zippo, zilch, nada to do with anything. And you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you're understanding, but what I'm saying is contrary to 99% of Christianity's message. Christianity is preaching that if you want God to answer your prayers, be holy. Do this. You've got to be worthy for God to move in your life. And that's exactly where I was. And I tell you, if you think that, that is the number one impediment to you knowing God, because you don't understand that God doesn't move in our life proportional to what we deserve. The truth is, see, people who think that you have to be holy and do all of this, I have people get mad and walk out of my meetings when I preach on stuff like this. I got kicked off of a network of radio stations last year because they said I was saying that you could just live in sin and God loves you. And they said that's impossible. And they kicked me off. I've been kicked off of television stations. I've had a lot of people persecute that and say things against it. And what they don't understand is that when you sit in here and saying, but I believe you got to be holy, that's a relative statement. Holy compared to whom? If you compare yourself to other people, I might look good compared to some of you. I might have lived a holier life. I've never done the things that you've done. But who wants to be the best sinner that ever went to hell? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The truth is that I might look good compared to you, but if you compare yourself to God's standard, none of us have any right to claim justice in the sight of God. I don't care how much you pray. I don't care how much you study the Word. I don't care how holy you are. You are fallen and infinitely short of God's standard of perfection. So see, there is a self-righteousness that may help you in relation to other people and to the law, but when it comes to God, you can't be righteous enough. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. If you miss heaven by an inch, you miss it by a mile. And you have to, first of all, come to the end of your trust in yourself. And this is exactly what happened to me. I was in that prayer meeting. I was thinking all these rotten thoughts, and it was all based in selfishness about what are people going to think about me. And I was proud of my holiness and my standard, and everybody looked to me as a spiritual leader and a spiritual giant. And I was thinking about what are people going to think about me. And God just pulled a curtain back. I don't even know how this happened, but in a moment's time, I saw myself through God's eyes on the external, not in the spirit, but outwardly, and I realized I was a hypocrite. And I realized I was trusting in my own righteousness and not in God's righteousness. And I realized that, man, my righteousness was like filthy rags. That's what it says in Isaiah chapter, I think, 64, 6. All of our righteousness is like filthy rags. And if you look that word up in the Hebrew, it's talking about a menstrual cloth is what it's talking about. Filthy, defiled. It's like a menstrual cloth. Your goodness, all of the things that you're bragging about, your great abilities are nothing compared to God. And if somebody's taking offense at what I'm saying and saying, well, how dare you say that about me? That shows that you don't know God. You have dethroned God and put Him down to a level to where God is similar to us or something like that. It always amuses me, these programs that show God somehow or another in a human form, and He always has these human traits, and He's usually got a little bit of sin and attitude in Him and stuff like this, and we try and put God on the human level. I guarantee you, if you've ever seen God, there's no comparison. There's no way. A person who is proclaiming their own goodness and saying, I believe you've got to be holy for God to use you. You don't have a clue who God is. You don't even have a clue. You might look good compared to me, but not compared to God. And see, He says that you've got to be not found in your own righteousness, but in the righteousness which is of God by faith. And then in verse 10, that you might know Him. I believe that the number one thing, the number one step in knowing God is that you have to, first of all, get a relative comparison of your self-righteousness to God's perfect standard of holiness and realize that there is nothing you can do to ever appease the wrath of God through you bargaining and promising that you'll be good and that you'll never do this if He'll just do that. You've got to understand that none of us can stand before God on the basis of our own goodness. We have to come and just throw ourselves on God in mercy, humble ourselves and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. You have to receive relationship with God based on grace. And if you think that you have to do things in order to get God to move in your life, you don't know God. And that is a huge impediment to knowing God because you think that God is dealing with mankind based on what we deserve. I'm going to give you a clue. God has never had anybody qualified working for Him yet, and He never will. God uses all of us by grace. And this is why some people can't understand how God could use these people, and then they go out and commit adultery or they steal money, and they think, I thought that person was of God. I thought that was God working through them. It was. And they say, but they turned out to be a crook. In other words, what you're saying is, if there was sin in their life, God wouldn't use them. If God only used people that didn't have sin in their life, He wouldn't use anybody. There's nobody that doesn't have, you know, you may not have adultery and you may not have lying and stealing and things like that, but there's none of us that have everything all worked out. God uses us because of His mercy, not because of our holiness. And if you don't understand that, then you haven't even got to first base in knowing God. You still think that God is dealing with people based on their performance. and giving you what you deserve. That is not God. You know, if you tried to have a relationship with me, but if every time you did anything wrong, and if you could impute unto me God qualities to where I knew everything about you, I knew every thought, I knew every action, I knew what you were doing when nobody else knew what you were doing. And if I knew everything about you, and every time you ate that chocolate that you promised you wouldn't eat, every time that you watched that show, every time you looked at something on the internet, every time you had a thought go through your mind that you shouldn't have, and if I was there saying, "You're wrong, how dare you do that?" And if you could put it into human terms, and if I knew all of that stuff about you, and if I had that attitude, there wouldn't be a person in here that would want to be my friend. Because all I'd do is be condemning you and telling you that you're wrong and pointing out everything that's wrong. And you know what? That's what we've been told that God's like. People that don't know God are saying that. That is not the way that God is. God is not imputing your sin unto you. And like I said, I'm not going to preach on this. I'm coming close to preaching on this. I just want to mention that this is something you've got to learn. You need to get a tape set that I've got back there entitled, "Whose Righteousness?" And it'll describe the two types of righteousness and show how that it's only the righteousness that comes by faith. A faith righteousness, not a works righteousness, that enables us to stand in the presence of God. Boy, you've got to understand this. And see, I learned it because the Lord showed me all of my self-righteousness and that I was trying to earn God's blessing in my life. And in just a moment's time, I realized all that was wrong. It was revelation. It was just imputed unto me by God. And I spent like 45 minutes. Normally my prayer was a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. And I spent 45 minutes turning myself inside out and in front of my best friends, in front of the leaders of the church, in front of the youth director.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach from his series entitled, Knowing God. This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Chicago, Illinois. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series R1058 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK145 titled, What the Word Reveals About God, when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to go visit our website. And I tell you, we have one of the most powerful websites of anything I've ever seen. I get comments about how user-friendly it is. I have hundreds of my teaching available for free downloads. And there's literally been people's lives saved by having all of this teaching material available to them free of charge. We have our living commentary there. I have about, I think it's 8 years or more of our television programs that you can view right there on the website. We have about 10 or 11 years worth of my radio programs there. It's just a wealth of information, so please join us at awmi.net.